see me running with the movements of the sun, or just waiting for the darkness to come, where the ocean greets the shoreline one by one, and the people bear the markings of the sun. I was taken by a shaking in the sky, lost within the waves of days gone by. And the mountains climb too high, 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 and the valleys sink too low. Yes, the mountains climb too high, 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 and the valleys sink too low. My money for a ticket from this town to some shack where I can live this feeling down. But the trains are only leaving the wrong way, going round.
The Singing Skies on Sideways Through Sound with a tune called Mountains, taken from the brand new album Head in the Trees, Heart on the Ground. One of two albums that's in the spotlight on this week's programme. But as I mentioned at the top of that tune, my very special guest live in the studio is Kel Derrick Hall, also known as The Singing Skies. Kel, welcome to Sideways Through Sound.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
Now, Kel, Head in the Trees, Heart on the Ground is somewhat a long-awaited follow-up to your last album, Routine and War, your debut album, in fact. Now, that was released, to my surprise, when I went back and checked, back in 2011.
Yeah.
Now, I was wondering, has there been a sort of a creative pause, or have these songs actually been rattling around for the last 6 years?
I take a while, but I've been writing and I recorded most of this record myself, which is pretty time consuming. So that was probably a part of it. But I was also sort of playing in quite a few other bands. I was playing in Melody Nelson and a few sort of filling in with my friends' bands and stuff.
Yeah.
And writing the whole time. There's quite a few songs that I had intended to put on the record that didn't end up on the record. So there was a bit of a process of writing and recording and seeing what worked together on a record and what was nice to flesh out with the other people I was playing with. And
just on something that you said there, I do know that you have quite a nice setup at home for you to make and play music. Is that in itself a bit of a challenge when it comes to recording? And, you know, like, when do you actually, I mean, do you find it easy to draw a line in the sand and go, that's it, it's done?
It's a bit tricky, and that is potentially why it took so long. Like, because I was layering up a lot of stuff. There's quite a lot of sort of very subtle atmospheric stuff that I just went a bit nuts with that possibly other people, you know, people might not really pick up on.
It's those 3 a.m. moments, isn't it?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I know what's going to work there.
Hang on. Some Irish harp. Like, there's literally Irish harp on a song.
Excellent.
You know, that's when you... I mean, it sounds nice.
Let's talk in a little more depth about what's going on here, as well as all these, like, musical subtleties. Because on first listen to the album, I was really hit with just how much reference there is to nature and seasons and weather and home as well. Mm. That was a real powerful one, I thought. So I wonder, a bit of psychology 101 here, is this a sign perhaps of you being a little more aware or perhaps recognizing where your place is in the world?
It's a bit funny, like you spend quite a lot of time focusing on writing something and then it's a little bit hard to know what you meant afterwards sometimes.
So does that leave it to me then and to anyone else who's listening to your songs to interpret
sure.
it their way?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean that might sound like a cop out, but I think
you know, I'm gonna keep digging. You're not getting away with it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I you know, I did kind of grow up in the bush, and I've definitely, it's a source of sort of leveling and inspiration for me, being in nature of some kind. And I guess maybe there is a theme on the record where nature is a bit of an antidote to the stress or the sort of harsh realities of day-to-day living in the city. Mm. And, you know, I'm not sort of saying that people that live in the country don't have harsh day-to-day realities, but I guess it's like, yeah, that could be a theme that I've sort of without realizing written into a lot of the songs.
Yeah, okay. Now look, Kel, supporting these wonderfully descriptive lyrics, the musicianship at play here is at times quite subtle and often very extraordinary. Did you write these songs or perhaps imagine these words with this expanded sonic palette?
Yeah, I wanted there to be some flesh around the narrative, like some kind of, I would be giving the band really vague descriptions, like, okay, this needs to be, you know, cinematic or something. And then they'd just,
that's not vague, sure. That's pretty good.
Oh, you know, it's not like, well, we need to do a modulating thing starting on A flat.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Some kind of, it's, you know. But they're all really good, so thankfully I don't have to talk in very techie terms. It's all very touchy-feely from my end, and they just go off my cues with what I'm playing and the mood that I'm setting, and then we sort of go from there.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. You know, there's a couple of songs on this album where I was kind of almost imagining like a strings behind it, you know, it has that kind of very, you know, it, as I said, it's subtle, but there's a weight to the music here as well.
Thanks.
And maybe album number 3 in 6 years, we can get the orchestra in.
Actually. Sure. Yeah, I mean, I love those records where there's those weeping string sections.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Kel, look, you have very kindly brought your guitar in. No orchestras in the studio just yet. But you have brought your guitar in to play us a couple of songs, and both of these songs are going to be lifted from the brand new album, Head in the Trees, Heart on the Ground, and it's out right now through Preservation Records. Kel, what would you like to play for us?
I think I'll start off with the song called Let Me Be the One.
Lovely. You're tuned in to 2SER on 107.3. This is Sideways Through Sound, and I'm live in session here in the studio with Kel Derrick Hall, also known as The Singing Skies, with a tune called Let Me Be the One.
my love down where the city's voice is drowned by the thunder of the water and the magpies singing rhymes. Said it looks as though the sun has tracked me down. My head is in the treetops, my heart is on the ground. Will you let me be the one to let you down? Will you let me be the one to let you down?
The Singing Skies, live in session on Sideways Through Sound with a tune called Let Me Be The One, taken from the brand new album Head In The Trees, Heart On The Ground, out right now through Preservation Records. If you have just joined me, welcome to the programme. I'm live in session with Kel Derrick-Hall from The Singing Skies, having a bit of a chat about the new album and I would like to play, but I'm completely non-musical. Kel's playing a couple of songs for us. Now, Kel, we've talked in very general terms already about the new album, Head In The Trees, Heart On The Ground. Going to get into a little more detail now. The first time I heard the album, I was struck by how classic it sounded. In fact, I think I sent you a text, something along the lines of I thought one of the songs was an Elvis tune. Because
that's great.
Your voice. I was cooking in the kitchen and there was wine involved, but your voice had this rather lovely, late period Elvis croon to it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I do hear a few other touchstones in there, but who do you look to for inspiration when it comes to singing?
That's a good question. I do listen to a fair bit of kind of croonery stuff. Like, I really like Scott Walker and Lee Hazelwood and stuff like that. But I guess that has a little bit of that element of croon.
Okay. I don't mind a croon, me. This is not a bad thing.
I kind of like anything where it sounds like someone's really putting something across in a really convincing way. Mm. Yeah. I've been pretty into sort of English folk lately, like Richard and Linda Thompson, and I'm a pretty tragic Dylan fan. Like, in terms of, I listen to the records that are not celebrated and convince myself that they're good. Like, I'm pretty into the 80s Dylan.
They're two words that you don't hear very often together with people going, yeah. 80s Dylan. Yeah. Or 80s anything for that matter.
He manages to sneak at least two good songs onto some of those records. Yeah, you know?
Right. The kind of vocal delivery here on your new album, Kel, lends itself often to a rather melancholy tone. Do you think this album leans perhaps even further than the last album, Routine and War, into this sort of rather plaintive Americana sound? I hope you're going to say yes.
Yeah, maybe it might, I guess. So it just so happens that a lot of the stuff that I like has a bit of a twang to it, I guess, and I suppose that really American kind of atmospheric country stuff is pretty great. Mm. And has definitely been a big influence on me. But I am trying to make it kind of feel Australian in some kind of way. I'm not sure if I'm really getting there.
No, I think you are, actually, Kel. And I don't mean to, with these questions about references and genres, I don't mean to, insinuate in any way that this is a pastiche, because I actually do think you've got something quite unique. And you sing in your own voice as well.
Yeah.
Because I can hear your voice in your singing voice. But the reason I asked you about Americana is because of one of my personal favourite tracks on the album, Lights of Home, which has this very lovely sort of dusty desert sound, so with a lovely lap steel in there. What can you tell us about this track?
Yeah, that's one that I think I started writing that as I was recording it. Like, it came together quite quickly. And then I got a friend of mine who I've been playing music with since we were kids, really, Ben Morgan, and he played a lot of the sort of grittier sounding guitar on that. And I'd sort of played lap steel and violin through an amp with reverb on it and stuff.
Nice.
I think I was trying to do some sort of visual stuff. I kept sort of thinking about it in terms of like the sound being like being sort of like responding to the narrative of the voice. There's a bit of that going on in the record, but it's probably like it might be slightly more obvious with that one because it's got that really spooky deserty vibe. I guess
spooky's a good word. Yes. Just to finish with Kel, I'd like to ask you about one other song on the new album, Head in the Trees, Heart on the Ground, and that's a tune called Future Comes, which concludes with a short kind of sort of like Godspeed sort of, the only word I can think is cacophony, but that's kind of doing it a bit of a disservice as well. I love it, I wish it could go on much, much longer than it does. It's something of a departure from the other songs. So what's the genesis of this track?
I guess when we play live, we're often a bit more dynamic and there's sort of more bite to some of the elements of the songs. And I think when I was arranging that song, I sort of put it together with the idea of sort of bringing the band in and going, you know, giving them a little bit more rope, because they're very well behaved a lot of the time. So, you know, you got to throw them a bone.
Yeah, allow them to let loose a little bit. Yeah, which they certainly do on that tune as well. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm glad that you mentioned about playing live, because you do have some shows lined up, and the most immediate one, of course, is the album launch at Golden Age Cinema. Yeah. Would you like me to do the honours on this one? Okay, so if you are keen to catch Kel and the full band, The Singing Skies, there is an album launch for Head in the Trees, Heart on the Ground, and it's going to be at the Golden Age Cinema in Surrey Hills as part of the Vivid Live Music Programme, which is very exciting indeed. And that's all taking place on the evening of Saturday, June 3. And that's going to be, that's this Saturday, in fact, yes. So, get along, pick up a copy of the album. It is available on CD and vinyl, and go and check out Kel and the band letting loose on stage. Kel, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Thanks
in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
You are most welcome, mate. And you're going to close out with another track from the brand new album for us.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to play the last song on the record, which is called You and I.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Kel. You're tuned in to 2SER on 107.3. This is Sideways Through Sound, and I'm live in session with Kel Derrick Hall from The Singing Skies, closing out this evening's session with another track from the brand new album, Head in the Trees, Heart on the Ground. This is You and I.
Then there is you.